schools. School officials in our state are being asked about their plans to keep their students safe. James Doerr is responsible for the safety plan at the Scottsdale Unified School District.
God forbid there's now shots being fired on your campus. Whoever that first person is gets that information to the front office so they can immediately get a lockdown going.
It's required that school districts conduct at least 2 code red drills a year, putting students and faculty through emergency procedures should a shooter open fire on campus. The Maricopa County attorney says he can't pursue charges against school administrators in the Hamilton High School football hazing case, despite thinking sexual abuse occurred.
Without admissible evidence to corroborate the information for us to present to a jury and convince a jury of guilt beyond a reasonable doubt, there's nothing more we can do within our criminal justice system at this time.
Bill Montgomery saying parents who refuse to cooperate and to let their children cooperate. ASU and U of A in a big college basketball matchup tonight in Tempe. Jeff Scott, Arizona News.
From the KFNX Weather Center for this morning, there's a 4-10 chance for shower activity. Yesterday, mostly cloudy with a high of 66. There's a slight chance for showers overnight. Yesterday, mostly cloudy at 50. Have a partly sunny Friday with a high of 72. Saturday will kick off the weekend with a sunny day at a high of 75. I'm Rod Tanner from the KFNX Weather Center.
And currently here in Midtown, 57 degrees. Our next news will be in 30 minutes or when it breaks. Coming up, it's the Real Estate Show featuring Rick and Dave, the Elton Brothers. You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. I'm Chet Reynolds, and you're up to date.
You're in the front yard, shovel in hand, about to dig, when a thought crosses your mind.
Was I supposed to call 811 before I start digging? Nah, that's just for excavator dudes.
No, dude, it's for homeowners, too. Before starting any digging project, call 811 2 working days in advance to get all underground lines marked for free. Because natural gas lines and other utilities can be buried anywhere.
Got it. Thanks, deep-voiced narrator.
You're welcome, dude. Brought to you by Southwest Gas.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, Esther, Liberty Mutual just saved me $782 on insurance.
Liberty did what?
I know. It's a lot of money, right?
What'd you say?
Liberty Mutual saved me $782.
Visit us online to get a quote.
What?
I said visit us online to get a quote, and you can save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Are you still talking?
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving 3 generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
Live from downtown Phoenix, Arizona, the heart of America's sunniest city, it's the return of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers. Ready for your calls right now at 602-277-5369. That's 602-277-5369. And now, here they are, Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show. Every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. right here on Independent Talk, KFNX 1100, and featuring the Elton Brothers, over 35 years combined real estate experience. Thanks for joining us on this love-hate we much be talking about HOA Thursday here in the Valley of the Sun. I'm Dave Elton, licensed realtor, Arizona Best Real Estate.
I'm Rick Elton, licensed associate broker, Arizona Best Real Estate.
And we are
the Elton Brothers.
Love us to join in. Talk to the bros. Anything real estate related on the table. 602-277-KFNX. That's 602-277-5369. Or to chat off the air. Our direct line always on 480-451-3318. And our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. We got another nonstop hour. Scintillating radio rushing your way, a look at the latest real estate numbers, and a look at HOAs, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Then in our loan segment, rates are a-changing, and we're going to get a list of all the main programs and the latest rates. So stay with us for that. Bottom of the hour, we got some new listings, And down the stretch, investment opportunities, a special motivated seller deals of the week, much more. But first, what's on your mind, bro?
Ah, one of my best friends, a friend of the show, friend of a local guy, David Spade's going to be on Ellen today. It's always a big event when Spade is on Ellen.
She loves
Spade. She loves him.
Well, and he just kills it. He's so polished. And, you know, one comedian to another, I know she's a popular host, but she did stand up and they've got a history and it's just perfect.
I think Dave should co-host with Ellen. I told him to do that. But anyway, if you watch the Ellen show today, give us a call. Say we watch Spade on Ellen. We'll give you a free market analysis on the property you want to sell. Does that work?
Sure. Anything free. I think we'd do it regardless.
Should we offer a free home warranty if they purchase a property off us?
We could do that.
All right. Free home warranty up to $500 in value. If you call and say, I listen to the Spade show and I'm going to buy and sell real estate and you want to use the Elton Brothers, we'll give you a free home warranty up to $500.
With your purchase.
How about that? Secondly, I got a client out there that calls me today in a frantic. Oh my God. I'm just like, yes. What? What's happening? The world's caving in. I did a market analysis for a client of mine on their property and it was somewhere in the mid high four range. And it just so happens she got a market analysis done and sent to her from Redfin and it was $530,000, $60,000 higher than my market analysis. Now, keep in mind something, $475,000 was, $60,000 higher than anything that is sold in there, but I took into consideration market temperature, the location of this particular unit, and it's an amazing, clean property. But going up to $500,000 would be ridiculous, but Redfin said $530,000. So a buddy of mine works at Redfin. And he was telling me that they basically just send these emails out because Redfin owns a real estate company now.
Oh, now we get to it.
And they just send these emails out to everybody randomly taking square footage times what the average is in a specific area code. And they just send it out. So if you get something from Redfin and the values are way out of whack compared to what somebody has done a market analysis for you, don't get all excited.
You mean a professional?
A professional. Somebody that's actually visited your property, done market analysis. You know what they do? They jumble in single family homes with patio homes, townhomes, and condominiums, and they come up with a value. Everything that is sold, they'll come up with a value based on square feet.
Because a lot of times condos sell for a higher square footage.
You know,
they're smaller.
So anyway, that was funny. I had a conversation with her today, and I talked her off a cliff. And I said, yes, I don't think your property is worth $530,000, but if you want to list it at $530,000, we could discuss it, but really the ultimate value is between $460,000 and $470,000. Anyway, so I thought that was funny.
It's a whole new world out there with these, virtual estimates.
Yes.
That people can, can ascertain.
I know we're probably going to get, do you want to get into HOAs now?
Well, you know,
there's something I saw in the news.
It's your segment. I'm just, playing ball.
There's something I saw in the news that is alarming. And I think that it bears people.
Real estate alarming?
Yeah, real estate alarming.
There's a lot of things that are alarming.
The world is alarming.
But let's just.
Alarming.
We'll keep it to real estate. Yeah, go.
Try to stay with real estate. The average properties, all these new builds were built, say, 1994 to 2000. They're now, and even to 2005. So now all these properties and all these big subdivisions throughout the whole Maricopa County are getting old. Let's say old. How about they're aging? They're aging. They're getting a little gray hair on the sides. And they're going to need paint jobs. And homeowners associations are now starting to get all over, per se, homeowners if their properties are 15 years old and not been painted. Now, keep in mind, a lot of properties that are in that 200 to say 300,000 that have not been remodeled but have been built in the 1995 to 2005 is when the bulk of the building was done. These properties are now aging, and HOAs are starting to say, listen, you need to paint. So I think the homeowners need to start doing things in stages. You got to paint. You got to change out your air conditioners. You got to change out your water heaters. You got to change your plumbing. Look at connector valves for toilets because they are a killer if they spray, if they blow out. So everything is aging, and a lot of people are just now saying, oh my God, my house is now 15 years old. We got to start doing something with it. Start with the things that matter. Roofs, systems, air conditioners, garbage disposals, connectors. Those are the things you start with. Then get into the cosmetic part of it. Because you don't want something blowing out and then having a $5,000 bill when you just redid your house. That's number one. Number two.
Oh, that was a big one.
That was number 15.
That's a segment. Go. What else is number two?
I went on another listing appointment the other day. This is classic. Classic. And this is the thing that Dave and I get in fights over all the time. My brother and I just go at each other's throats as to what is the best place to spend money? Where is the money? I go on this listing appointment the other day. The house has been totally remodeled. Totally remodeled. Except for
all the stuff you can't see.
I couldn't have said it better. An original 2000 air conditioner looked like it's been through the war and back. All the fins are all messed up and looks like somebody hit golf balls into it. You have a roof that's original. You have a patio cover that is falling apart and leaking. You have wood rot on the eaves. You have termites. You have a 2000 year water heater that's got corrosion at the connectors. Right? And this guy calls me up and he says, come over, look at my house and say how much it's worth. And I said, it's beautiful, but guess what? All the money that you spent on the remodel, you're still going to have buyers. And I'm telling you, every buyer this time is not necessarily, they're not looking at upgrades as much as they are looking at air conditioners, roofs, water heaters, and systems. That is number one in people's questioning, the first question that they ask.
I think it speaks more towards the history, the upkeep of the previous owner, like how they treated the house.
It doesn't...
It's great to have the granite and the flooring and the appliances and all and the paint and all that stuff done nicely and done well. But then when they see the systems haven't been taken care of, if they've been well-maintained, there's a difference between that and, like you're saying, corrosion here, chips there, rust there.
Golf ball dents there.
Yeah. So there, you know, that speaks to.
It does, but no matter how well.
Lipstick on a pig aspect of it. We're going to get into it more.
All right. Music wins.
Up next. Have you seen what rates are doing? The latest and greatest on rates and programs. Stay with us. Deanne Reisner will join us after the break on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers Real Estate. In the palm of your hand. Out the window.
People offer a lot of financial advice these days, but the best tip is start with someone you know, like your local Allstate agent, because the same person you count on to protect the here and now can also help you build a solid plan for your financial future, or a plan that includes life insurance to help protect your family down the road. A good plan and a good life starts with someone you trust.
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 32323.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley.
Text Elton to 32323 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or PrestonScottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage BK10123 will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now 602-606-6728 and save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728.
NMLS 203518. This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers, is brought to you by Deanne Reisner, NMLS 203518, with Suburban Mortgage, BK10123. With 20 years of experience, Deanne has the right loan for you. Give Deanne a call today at 602-606-6728. That's 602-606-6728.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick Elton, licensed agents slash brothers with Arizona Best Real Estate. You can call us direct 480-451-3318 right now if you have a financing question or a refinancing question. Deanne Reisner's direct line, Suburban Mortgage, 602-606-6728. That's 602-606-6728. 6728. She has over 24 years in the mortgage industry. One of the best in town at what she does. Just ask all the realtors who will not do a deal unless their client's loan has first been deantized. Deanne Reisner, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Rick.
Hey, Deanne. You know what I feel like right now talking to you? I feel like when everybody used to sit around and wait for Bernanke to come out and say something about the economy. Oh, my God. Bernanke's going to talk. We need to gather around and listen. Because he's going to keep rates the same. He's going to move them up. He's going to say something that's going to affect the stock market or the economy. That's what I feel about you because, you know, the 10-year note and rates have kind of been all over the place and people are kind of just wondering what's happening with rates. So I feel like everybody's just going to stop and listen.
Well, it's not good news, not for people looking for properties, that's for sure. I mean, historically, rates are still very low. But we're in for some sticker shock here, and the market's been extremely volatile.
Yes, I can see that.
We've had several. Yesterday, I locked somebody in the morning, came back from lunch, looked at the rate, and went, whoa, good thing I locked them this morning. Because it went up by an eighth. So, yes, when it's very volatile like this, what happens, Rick, is they will go up very quickly. And even if the market has a good day, the next day they wait and see what happens. And even if it was a really good day, we might see a teeny weeny bit of improvement, but if it goes the other way, it's like boom. And last week when I was in Cancun, I guess they had several days where they had rate changes two or three times a day increases.
And that's a big thing for your business. Most of the time it's just you get rates at 9 o'clock in the morning and it kind of stays that way throughout the day, right?
Typically, yes. And then the problem when it's this volatile, I could call you and say, hey, Rick, let's get this thing locked. And if I don't get my lock through and the investor shuts down so that they can change the rate, your lock's not secured until you're locked.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, the 10-year has been a lot of the reason for, I think, this volatility. I mean, you could point to many things, but the 10-year's been creeping toward 3. We've been talking about it for several months on the show. The 10-year has been getting higher, and then it sort of spiked last week.
Yes.
And now we're, I think we're over 2.8. We're heading toward 2.9.
Oh, it hit 2.9 today.
It hit 2.9 today.
Yeah, so it's a 2.88. So for people out there, the 10-year treasury, right, slowly, I mean, kind of loosely follows mortgage rates, right? So a good barometer is to watch the 10-year. A lot of times it was kind of disconnected. The stock market's kind of disconnected with rates and volatility. But the 10-year seems to really be a gauge.
But the 10-year's been low. It's been under 2.5, and rates have been low in general.
Right.
And once we started getting above that and holding above it, rates sort of found some traction. And now we're heading toward 5.
Yes.
Or thereabouts.
Mm-hmm.
5.
We
the,
absolutely
the dreaded
are.
5.
Huh. And that's, so you talking about water cooler rate even being for conventional home owner occupied rates?
Yes.
Wow.
Now we've been talking about it on the show for years.
Yes.
That rates, we're not going to stay at 3.5 forever or 4 or 4.5, you know. So, people have been waiting, trying to get that last eighth, trying to, you know, now we're going to see some people coming in to this market to take advantage of rates.
Well, I think
before
you got
they
both.
Hit 5.
I think you got both. I think you got some saying that wait, let's just wait till rates come back down. I think you got some that are rushing in because they believe rates are going to skyrocket from here. And so either way, you got, I think, people just trying to make decisions based on what rates are doing. Should we just get right into it?
Yeah, and that's crazy. It's like I told my clients. I locked somebody in Monday at 4.375, and he had to pay three-quarters of a discount point on $350,000. So, you know, in other words, it cost them about $2,600. He said, well, what do you think, Deanne? You think I should wait? I said, does that work for you? Because I can tell you, when they go up very quickly, and if they do correct, it will be a very slow process. But there's no indication that there's going to be a huge correction. I mean, to give you an idea, I used to get right into it, Rick. And so today, on an FHA, we're still hanging in there, and we're basing this at 280 at 4.75 with an APR of 5.54, and you're looking at a payment of $1,800. So the difference between a 4 and a 4 and 3 quarters or a 5 is anywhere between $100 and $150 per month.
Okay, so let's just say, okay, if I was looking for, and I could qualify for a $280,000 house based on payment, and that was kind of the high end of what I can qualify for,
right,
at say 4%, which it was about a week ago, 2 weeks ago.
Right.
What at 4.75 do you think I could qualify for now at opposed to 280?
Well, I'll take about $25,000 off of that.
So you're looking into $255,000 yep. price range, and you were looking, at 280.
You talk about sticker shock.
Wow.
Well, I mean, that's the sticker shock.
Yeah, and the unfortunate part is a lot of people that were pre-qualified. I was talking to one of my realtors yesterday, and he was in the middle of writing three contracts. As loan officers, we have to stay right on top of them and go, whoa, 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 they don't qualify there anymore. Now take them down to the 255. Well, it's very unfortunate because there's a huge difference in 280 and 255 in what you can get. So, you know, some of these people that got under contract over the weekend, if they were high ratio, it's not going to help them any.
That's something I was going to ask you. So we get the pre-qual letter from
right.
you. Now, that basically says you've had a preliminary discussion, and based on the preliminary discussion, they can qualify for this rate and this, that, and the other thing. And then... but you haven't received all the documentation yet, which is coming in an LSU, a loan status update. What if, you know, the spike in rates, you know, takes the initial conversation and takes them out of that, and now they can't get that loan? Is it possible that they wouldn't, because you might not be locked yet? Would they have to get a new pre-qual?
Yes, yes. And I'm old school, Dave. I do get all the documentation up front because what people tell you they make and what they actually make or what I can use are two entirely different things. Fortunately, I always qualify people at least a quarter above what the interest rate is at the time. So that way, if it does go another quarter or up or down, you know, I don't typically have that issue. But if I've got somebody that's really tight, and I have had, because maybe the wife is disclaiming or, you know, the girlfriend can't go on or the boyfriend. So I know the income is there, so I'm comfortable letting the ratio go high. Yes, that half a percent on the interest rate or three quarters can make a big difference on what they qualify for.
I think this is going to make a big difference in these price points, especially that 250 to 350 range. You know, people are suddenly going, you know, there's just not going to be, they're not going to be able to get that higher end. Like you said,
right.
They lost $25,000, $30,000 in buying power.
Yep.
So I think you're going to start seeing more seller concessions to get deals done, because the closing costs are going to be key, because people are going to be buying down rates. They're going to be buying down a quarter, buying down this.
Yeah.
Well, and speaking of which, that is a very good comment, Dave, because prior, when rates were so low, you didn't even want to spend a point, say,
sure.
on 280. You didn't want to spend the 2,800 because it would only maybe buy you an eighth on the rate. Well, now it's going to buy you a quarter based on yesterday's, or maybe even a little bit better. So that can make a difference. You know, like I had one at 350, the guy that spent three quarters, the par rate was 4.625, and it cost him three quarters to get 4.375. Huge difference. It was $53 a month on the payment. So his recovery period was, you know, about 3 years, and it's his long-term home. So, yes, I think you're going to see asking for more concessions to get that rate down, and people are just shocked, you know, and they're all upset with me. What do you mean I have to take 4.75? Well, I don't don't control the market.
Sure. You know? I mean, that is why it is very key if you're out there, especially first-time homebuyer, anybody buying a house, talk to Deanne, see how to structure this buy-down, because buy-downs are going to be key in you getting the house that you thought you were going to get. And there's lots of different ways to structure this. We got 2 minutes, Deanne. We started with FHA at 4 3/4. I'm assuming VA, same place?
VA, 4 3/4, APR 4.013, 1679.52. Conventional. You ready for this?
Yeah, conventional. Where are we?
20% down, really good credit, 4.875. APR 4.931, 1372.83.
Well, we're still under the water cooler for conventional.
Barely.
Drum roll, please, for
break your heart. Investors, 5.5, can't even get to par. Got to charge a point, okay, which is $2,240. APR 5.709, 1459.35.
1459. You can still check rents, see where that gets you. Those, there's still properties that will cash flow certainly at 1459. Maybe worth, if you're going to hold it long term, to do the buy down Deanne's talking about, get that rate down to 5 and even cash flow it better. All right, Deanne. So,
wow.
I mean, this is all really good stuff. If you guys have questions about where rates are today, what you can qualify for, give Deanne a call, 602-606-6728. 602-606-6728. We still have Maricopa bond money out there, Deanne, and USDA financing, any of that stuff?
We do. We do. However, those rates are quite a bit higher. As a matter of fact, they've even had rate changes. You know, in 25 years of doing business, you rarely see a midday price change on a bond program. But, yep, we have them.
Give Deanne a call. See which program is best for you. Once again, 602-606-6728. Thanks, Deanne.
Thanks, Deanne. Thank Have a good day.
Up you next, too. More HOA, the good, the bad, the ugly. Stay with us on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
Special report, Florida high school shooting. The suspect in yesterday's shootings at Stoneman Douglas High in Parkland, Florida, Nicholas Cruz, is due in court today to face 17 counts of premeditated murder. No doubt other charges will follow, as at least 14 people are still hospitalized for their injuries, three of them in critical condition. As the investigation ramps up, so do the calls for change, starting with students at that school like David Hogg.
We're children. You guys are the adults. You need to take some action and play a role. Work together, come over your politics, and get something done.
On the floor of the U.S. Senate, Florida Democrat Bill Nelson said we ought to focus on the weapon used in this and so many other shootings.
An AR-15 is not for hunting. It's for killing.
President Trump says he'll travel to Broward County when it's appropriate, and the FBI says it's reviewing a tip it got last year about Cruz that was never passed on to local authorities. I'm Richard Johnson.
Arizona News Radio. In the wake of that deadly shooting at a Florida high school, school officials in our state are being asked about their plans to keep their students safe. James Doerr is responsible for the safety plan at the Scottsdale Unified School District.
God forbid there's now shots being fired on your campus. Whoever that first person is gets that information to the front office so they can immediately get a lockdown going.
It's required that school districts conduct at least 2 code red drills a year, putting students and faculty through emergency procedures should a shooter open fire on campus. The Maricopa County attorney says he can't pursue charges against school administrators in the Hamilton High School football hazing case, despite thinking sexual abuse occurred.
Without admissible evidence to corroborate the information for us to present to a jury and convince a jury of guilt beyond a reasonable doubt, there's nothing more we can do within our criminal justice system at this time.
Bill Montgomery saying parents who refuse to cooperate and to let their children cooperate. ASU and U of A in a big college basketball matchup tonight in Tempe. Jeff Scott, Arizona News.
From the KFNX Weather Center for this morning, there's a 4 in 10 chance for shower activity. Today mostly cloudy with a high of 66. There's a slight chance for showers overnight. Today mostly cloudy at 50. Have a partly sunny Friday with a high of 72. Saturday will kick off the weekend with a sunny day at a high of 75. I'm Rob Tanner from the KFNX Weather Center.
Currently here in Midtown, 57 degrees. Our next news will be in 30 minutes or when it breaks. Coming up, a whole lot more from the Real Estate Show, featuring the Elton Brothers right here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm an extremely average golfer.
What I lack in any real skill, I make up for in plaid knickers and ridiculous socks. My wife got me the world's biggest driver, and I've been waiting all week to try it out. So I step up to the tee, take my first full swing of the day, and hit a perfect duck hook over the frontage road and right through your windshield. You yank the wheel and end up OB in a water hazard. And if you have cut rate insurance, you could be out a whole lot of green. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
Call me, Steve Fraley, at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage, BK10123, will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now, 602-606-6728. And save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728.
NMLS 203518.
This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers is brought to you by Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance. Give Steve a call today for all your insurance needs, 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick Elton, a.k.a. the Elton Brothers, hanging around the Valley since 1976. Call us direct anytime, 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Our email, eltonbrothers, one word, at cox.net. If you've missed any part of the show, being archived on our website, eltonbrothers.com. Listen to past shows. Search the MLS. Get all the current listings as soon as they hit the market. Nothing to lose. Completely free, of course. You just fill in a little box that gives us your email. And it's all at eltonbrothers.com, your one-stop shop for a real estate across the valley.
How about this market? How about this market right now? You got low inventories. 17,200-ish active status MLS. Rates kind of creeping up a little bit. What are the reasons that you think inventory is not jumping up a little bit? I think several reasons.
There's a lot. Well, first of all, there's a lot of pendings.
Yeah.
People 11, are buying homes and they're just churning this inventory that is coming on because notoriously second home communities like the Winfields, like the Racquet Clubs, like the kind of, you know, they put their homes on the market during this time of year because that's when all the snowbirds are in. And so that inventory is being absorbed. That's good to see that that inventory actually isn't really rising.
I think the downsizing market is hot. I think that, second home market is hot. I think people with a discretionary income that want to live here in Arizona are buying homes and buying real estate. I think that, a lot of people are hesitant to move because they have such great interest rates on their property. They have 3.5, 3.75. And so in order to move, a lot of people are hesitant to sell those loans, sell those houses, and then buy into properties that are going to cost a lot more because of rates. So go ahead.
I was just going to say, we have, this is a very interesting point for potential investors out there. You know, the home you are in right now could be your next rental property. And if you have the means, what Rick is just saying is a discussion I have with my wife, actually. Because we're thinking about, well, if we're going to move, we're going to have all the kids in college next year. If we're going to move, but we have such good financing
right.
on our house. We'll never be able to duplicate that again.
And it's tough for people to get over that. Well, what they weigh it all out, three and a half, 3.75. My payment is low. Why don't I rent it out? So, but can I qualify to purchase the new home?
Well, that's
and hang out the other one by become a landlord. A lot of people don't want to become landlords, but this is a landlord state.
But it's an easy entry into becoming a landlord and having an asset that's going to be paid for, and you have great financing on it. Chances are you're four or less right now. You're not going to be. So, you know, that's a very strong consideration.
The other side of the coin is if you're going to put your home on the market right now, it's a great time because of low inventory and because people that are now just getting into the market for first time home buyers, downsized people, people with cash. Now is a great time to put your home on the market. We have a lot of snowbirds still in the area. The weather's great. The rates are creeping up. People moving into the market, trying to lock in rates. That's why with inventory this low, if you get your house ready to go and you price it reasonably, test this market. Now's a great time to test the market. If you think it's worth, say, 500, why not go to 525, 530, just to kind of test the market a little bit?
You know,
you'll get a lot of showings because the inventory is so low.
Here's the other thing. We can do a market analysis on both sides for you. We could do the rental. We do a lot of investor work, obviously. So we could see, well, this is how the cash flow is going to be given your current mortgage versus if you want to put it on the market, this is what we think we can list it for. And, you know, run all the numbers both ways and see which is best for you. Just give us a call, 480-451-3318 or eltonbrothers@cox.net. And we're happy to respond and give you all of that type of information or even meet with you if you are considering listing. We'd love to apply for that opportunity. We do have flexible fees, been on the radio over 10 years. Love to advertise your home on the radio and get you the professional photography and the looks at your house that it will need, especially when people are paging through all the places online where people see houses these days.
The other side of the coin is that
there's always got to be another side to the coin.
I wonder how many sides of a coin there are these days. Bitcoin, how many sides does Bitcoin have? I think it's five. Five sides.
All I know is the dark side.
It will be. Did you see Munger come out and say that it's what's his name?
Charlie Munger.
Yeah. Came out and said Bitcoin was obnoxious. But anyway, appraisal contingencies.
That's what, by the way, I just want to preface that. That's what Buffett said about Google back when Google first started. Because these guys, you know.
And he also said something about Apple. I would never invest in Apple. Now he's the largest shareholder in Apple.
Anyway.
So he's a funny guy.
We digress.
Actually, Munger and Buffett sound the exact same. If you put them in a room together and you made them talk, you couldn't tell them
they
apart.
They could go on the road with that act.
Yeah, I agree.
And there'll be a lot of people that come.
I think they should. So what I was also getting at is I think home values are kind of spiking because inventory is lower. So what I get – oh, I have my phone. Sorry. Really? What I'm thinking here is that pricing is going up and a lot of people are testing the market and appraisal contingencies are more and more being taken out. People have to be ready to buy homes without contingencies or have to be able to come in with the additional cash if a property does not appraise. Because I just think that with the short – with the low inventory, high market temperature, you're really going to have to consider appraisal contingencies right now.
Wow. That's a pretty big consideration.
Yeah.
I want to echo something that Deanne talked about. She talked about buying power. She talked about, okay, rates are creeping up, especially for people, you know, in that 200 to 300 range. Every penny counts. And I want to go back to HOAs because HOAs charge fees. And you're going to want to, and your real estate agent will help you with this, of course, investigate all the fees associated with HOAs because that is going to be on your bottom line budget added to your monthly payment.
And it's a lot.
And it just is, yeah, depending upon where you go. And in some cases, you're going to want to find out if there are any special assessments coming up in these communities.
And the older they get and the amount of the reserves, roofs, exterior, insurance, all this stuff, we have to make sure. A lot of homeowners associations nowadays are not necessarily taking care of all the utilities. I am coming across condominiums not paying for water, sewer, trash anymore. They're just not in their budget. They are allocating each and they're metered separately. Go ahead.
Two examples on the assessments. You just sold a unit over in Rancho Antigua.
That's right.
And your client.
Rancho Antigua, yes.
Rick's trying to say, which unit was that? Yeah, Scottsdale, nice area of Mountain View. Anyway, they had just done all the roofs over there.
Uh-huh. Same with Venetian.
Same with Venetian. So that's a potential assessment. That's several thousand dollars potentially to a buyer or seller or a negotiation. I know the Racquet Club has a big assessment or dealing with one right now, like $6,000 to $7,000 for roofs. And they just redid all the tennis courts. So there's money involved. And what we're just saying is that needs to be factored in now to your budget completely. You got to investigate all of this stuff.
You'll be amazed that when you're looking at homeowners associations and you're talking about condominiums versus patio homes versus townhomes, there are a lot of patio home-like condominiums, as we discussed this before. But most of the time, condominiums, where you own basically just the airspace, the HOA, in the HOA monthly assessment, takes care of roof, exterior, some utilities like, say, pest control. It takes care of blanket insurance, sometimes water, sewer, garbage. And they also take care of common area maintenance, pool maintenance, all of those things that you don't have to worry about. They're in your maintenance, that are in your monthly assessment. But there are certain things that you would be really kind of amazed that they don't include, like patio covers or eaves or windows, doors.
Like shutters?
Shutters. Yeah. Homeowners associations do not take care of all of these little accoutrements like windows, sliding doors, like I just said. And a lot of people are like, well, wait a minute. That's the homeowners association. No, it's not. That's why you got to get educated anytime you buy a condo or any association that's condominiumized.
Those CCNRs, those covenants that they give you for review, That's important reading. That's going to tell you a lot about the community you want to purchase in and tell you everything you can and cannot do. And sometimes they're an inch thick.
Yeah. And a lot of people, when they move in and the balcony flooring is leaking, well, guess what? That's the homeowner, not the HOA. You would think it's the HOA, but it's not. Got to do some reading.
Coming up next, we got more on this, I think. A special motivated seller. Deals of the week. We got some listings to talk about. Much more on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can. On groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly your affordable insurance isn't. Unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness, then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of your choice auto, only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage, BK 10123, will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now, 602-606-6728. And save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728.
NMLS 203518.
And now, an ode to the millennial.
Hey, Dad, what's for breakfast?
I'll tell you what's for breakfast. Time for you to get your own kitchen and make your own breakfast in your own home.
How would I do that?
You call the Elton Brothers. Here's their number.
480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Or email eltonbrothers@cox.net.
Does that mean I don't get breakfast?
I'll get you a home warranty instead from the Elton Brothers.
Thanks, Dad.
EltonBrothers.com with Arizona Best Real Estate.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake are free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
Help.
cause down the road you find someone else.
Good looking.
Down the road you find another sweet baby cooking.
And then you're back with the Elton Brothers. Dave and Rick Elton. We're still doing short sales, bank repos, distressed properties. We're also family court appointed special real estate commissioners. When you can't get along with your spouse and you got to sell your house, you bring in
the Elton Brothers.
You name it. We're just here to help. Call us direct anytime. 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. Chet, you got a question.
I did. As far as the homeowners association, obviously you can't just go crazy, as far as appearance with your home.
You can't change anything.
Well, it has to be under their umbrella. My question is, as Dave was suggesting, you can have like 30 different shades of beige or maybe a sandstone or something like that. Will they refer a paint company to you? Is that too much control or is that actually good suggestive sales on their part?
No, they definitely will. Anytime that your property needs to be, you're talking about homeowners associations, anytime you need to do anything from landscaping to exterior, you've got to consult and get approval formally through the homeowners association.
Right.
Then you can ask them saying, listen, how about a painter? The likelihood is that they probably will not because it's a conflict of interest. So they probably will not refer anybody to you. So you got to find a good realtor that has a lot of people that they use. You could use any painter you want. You just need to have the approved colors. But conflict of interest, I've heard that before with HOAs. They don't because they always feel like there would be some sort of kickback.
Okay.
HOA is an ongoing, very divisive topic.
For you two it is, yeah.
Well, for us, but for all my clients. I mean, there are some clients who will not live in an HOA. And I actually checked the box, no HOA on the search. And then there's some clients that want the HOA, need the HOA, have to have the HOA, have to have the 50 shades of beige and gray. They just have to have it. They have to have the uniformity. They have to have the rules. And the thing about it is there's approximately 9,000 HOAs. And I guess some of them feel like they're little mini autocracies, you know, they're little governments.
It's your little car club.
And the problem is that a lot of them go, they are unregulated and, that's why it's very important to check the finances, check the reserves, check how the money's being spent because, you know, nobody else is in a lot of cases. And that's where you get into a situation, potentially.
I am all for homeowners associations. Here's why. People are generally adverse to HOAs. They will govern how long your trash can be outside. They will govern the color of your properties. They will govern many
you
things.
You see Rick's
that
using the word
many,
govern?
Many mm-hmm. things that key that uphold the value and cleanliness and presentation of your subdivision.
Now, let me stop you real quick. All right.
Here we go.
Arcadia. Mm-hmm. Go to Arcadia. Do you see any HOAs over there? Answer no.
Are they grandfathered in though?
There might be some little subdivisions here and there that have an HOA. But in general, and go to Paradise Valley. Yeah, these are not HOA.
This
is the most expensive real estate in town.
But okay? the older
values
money.
Are fine.
Older neighborhoods, older money.
Downtown Phoenix.
You are talking about areas that have a lot of money. I'm talking about areas such as like McDowell Mountain Ranch, or I'm talking about Litchfield Park. I'm talking about huge Vistancia. I'm talking about huge subdivisions that price ranges are a little less, where people don't necessarily have the money to upkeep their properties all the time.
I'm talking.
It's just they get a little nudge. They get a little nudge to say, hey, pick up the weeds. Hey, pick up your trash. Hey, let's get your house painted. And
it hasn't hurt Arcadia.
Arcadia is different. Paradise Valley is different. Those are people that spend millions of dollars on their property, and rightly so.
Not always, and
there's a pride of ownership that can
Arcadia
be afforded.
Arcadia was an orange grove for 4 decades.
Arcadia is a pride of ownership that can be afforded by the owners. There's a lot of people that cannot
value
afford.
Value goes beyond HOA.
Or are too lazy to upkeep
their
property.
Well, if McDowell Mountain Ranch wasn't an HOA, the values would be essentially the same.
But there's a difference between Arcadia 40th Street and, say, Marilinda and 64th Street and Lafayette.
Exactly.
Arcadia is going insane.
You're talking about
the Arcadia Light area, which is a huge target of fix and flippers now because it's more affordable. affordable.
I will show you parts of Arcadia that they are hanging engine blocks from trees.
And I'll tell you what.
And they shouldn't be doing
people
that.
People will be lining up to buy that house.
Well, I'm
lining
just saying,
up.
For now, they have an engine block hanging from their eucalyptus.
My point is McDowell Mountain Ranch, which is one of the larger communities, Greyhawk, these places, if they didn't have an HOA, the values would be essentially the same. And you know what? The architecture might be a little more interesting.
I don't, well,
people in general, you know what? The city can send you fines for weeds. The city can do that.
Only if they get complained. They don't have people on a regular basis.
People will complain.
And why don't you do this?
That's what people do.
Dave, why don't you get on the board of Greyhawk and say, I want to change the colors and you are squeaky wheel syndrome. So squeaky wheel gets the grease. Okay. So
how much money does it cost for someone to send me a notice because I have a four-leaf clover sticking up in my yard? It's the most insane thing.
Well,
that somebody polices that.
You got to get on the board.
It's a little bit over zealous.
But yet you're living. But yet you're living in Greyhawk.
I'm living in Greyhawk, no doubt. But I'm saying values would not change. Values in Greyhawk would be the same.
Well, the zip code is really what makes the difference.
I guarantee they would change.
If you had no HOA there and people could run amok and paint things whatever they want to paint it.
Give people a little credit. People have pride in what they own, Rick.
Right,
in
but
general.
Sometimes people can't afford.
They don't need govern. The
people,
govern.
Sometimes people can't afford. People can't afford sometimes to have, to be maintaining their
property.
I'll
tell you what. Imagine all the costs we would save. We didn't have to pay for the HOA situation. All right, we could put all that money into our house.
Now listen, you go on the board.
I have no interest in boards.
I'm on the board. I'm on the board of Costa Verde.
You're governing right now.
Here's what we changed. We changed the rock colors. We changed the exterior colors. We changed.
They went from white to 50 shades of beige.
Now
you can actually do gray in Costa Verde.
We went from landscaping. We're going to build a thing out there in the park.
It's incredible.
We've done a lot.
What if you're not allowed to use Keylite or some kind of simple rock?
Now, I will say, when you talk about community parks, they're a good thing, and those are good things to have. So if there was a thing that could just take care of the parks and the sidewalks and the common areas, I would be all for it. Leave the homeowners to the homes.
All right, let's talk about some of our listings.
New listing in Greyhawk. Beautiful Greyhawk.
Is it an HOA?
It is. It's in the Vintage Condominiums, one of the nicest condominium complexes in Greyhawk. How about a 3-bedroom, 2-bath? This is brand new, and it's almost 1,600 square feet, and it's going to be listed at 345. Nicely appointed. Beautiful. We got beautiful granite counters. We got hardwood floors. Recently done. 345. It's got the 2-car tandem garage that's right near the pool.
I'll tell you. All right, so how about in Tremonto? 3 bedrooms, 2.5 baths, total remodel, 100%, complete remodel, 2,018 square feet for 312. A beautiful lot in Tremonto, Carefree Highway and 27th Drive. 3 bedrooms, 2 baths in Costa Verde. Northeast Scottsdale, 2,026 square feet, built 95. It's got an 11,000 square foot lot with a pool. North-south, 3-car garage, single level.
And a beautifully maintained HOA park that we play our Thanksgiving turkey bowls in.
What's the price, Rick? At $560,000. Then you got Expedition Way, which is in Aviano. 7 bedrooms, 6.5 baths. It's got a basement with a full, basement that has, A basement with a full basement. It's got a theater, game room, and in the main level, it's got sweeping, Gone with the Wind staircase, right? Isn't that beautiful? $1,275,000 for 7,350 square feet in Aviano. Cactus in the 101. This is 7,230 square feet on a single level. 2 full kitchens, 9 bedrooms, 6 baths, the perfect assisted living type property.
Or if you're a developer, the lot can be split. You can put two beautiful homes on there.
$1,895,000 at just the most perfect area, surrounded by custom homes, and they just put a new roundabout in it. Just a gorgeous place. I got a couple coming soons. Condominium. Right at Scottsdale Road and Shea in Barolo Place. This is the cleanest, sweetest, 2,000 square foot, 3-bedroom, 2-bath condominium, granite countertops, travertine flooring. It's the best location within the subdivision, and it's probably somewhere in that high 4 range. Don't know yet. It's coming soon, though, but that thing is just a gorgeous place. And for the rest, go on eltonbrothers.com and check out the rest of our listings. And did you want to do some deals of the week?
I do, real quick. If you're an investor out there, doing a lot of single family home buying for investors right now, returning 5 to 6%, give or take. Sometimes a little bit more, sometimes a little bit less. Depends on which area you want, what kind of home you're looking for. But we're doing a lot of that. If you have any interest, check out 480-451-3318. Also doing different builder lease back deals. Builders leasing back their models at a premium rate. If you have any interest in sort of 8 to 9 caps, give us a call, 480-451-3318 on that. Triple net leases. Try to get 2 years, see what we can do.
You're saying we do all sorts of things with investors.
All sorts of things. Commercial.
Short sales.
Medical. Triple net. Sale leasebacks.
Bank-owned properties. Foreclosures. Pre-foreclosures.
How about motivated sellers? We pulled some motivated sellers today, Rick. These are all, and by the way, you have to get approval from your seller as a listing agent to write motivated, very motivated, bring all offers, that type of language. And so that's what I pulled this morning.
You got one in Buckeye at 3 bedrooms, 3.5 baths, 3,500 square feet, built in 05 for $475, $100 a foot.
How about
basically, $133.
About Scottsdale? We're going to the other end of the spectrum. 5 bedrooms, 5.5 baths, pool spa, 4-car garage, office, casita, almost 7,400 square feet. It was 3.285. They just reduced it to 2.67.
I like this one in Tempe. Real quick, 4 bedroom, 2 bath, 2,500 feet, built in 94 for 397, reduced from 420.
We can find what you are looking for. Give us a call. I want to thank our special guest, Deanne Reisner, Suburban Mortgage, and our other incredible sponsors, Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance, Preston Steakhouse, Arrowhead Grill, our man behind the glass, Chet, and, of course, a big real estate show. Thank you to every one of our listeners. Remember, if you have a home to sell, we've got flexible fees, a radio show, 35-plus years combined real estate experience. Set your listing appointment today. Give us a call, 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Or email eltonbrothers@cox.net. See you next Thursday at 11 a.m. right here on The Real Estate Show, featuring the Elton Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Stations, the home of Laura Ingraham, weekdays 6 to 9 a.m., KFNX News Time.